from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How young? So young.
We're young at heart. We're TikToking. We're FaceTiming. We're doing all that cool stuff.
Gather around the radio, fellow kids. It's Jones and Mego with Arcan.
I get the Spice Channel. No biggie. Come over.
On WEEI.
You never know what to make of any of these articles around the trade deadline. But Quantrill's been a name that at times has been linked to the Red Sox, the 0-1 pitch. That ain't happening now. That's fouled back to the screen. It's 0-2. I mean, even if they were interested, if you're Craig Breslow and you're here right now and you watch that, that's not happening. It's not. Not after that. The guy who might catch you, you just said that to him?
Yeah.
And I'll just say this. We've had some videos that have honed in on what Quantrill said to Reese McGuire, and it is totally over the line and totally absurd. You just can't act that way on a big league baseball field. The 1-2 is way outside.
Great song choice, right? Tremendous. That was Will Fleming in the broadcast last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say, with Lou Maloney. Very upset about what Cal Quantrill was saying to Reese McGuire. To the point that he went on about it for about 2 or 3 innings. I mean, he really... First of all, he was like... This is bad. I don't like that there was like a beef or whatever. And then the video came out where you could very easily read the lips of Cal Quantrill and what he was saying. And when I tell you, Will Fleming went full primetime Dale Arnold right there with his pearl clutching and
Joe Buck over the Randy Moss moon in
Green
Bay.
Yes, that is disgusting.
Let me tell you something though.
Hilarious.
If you don't like something that somebody on the other team does publicly, the way to clamp that down is not to bring it up for the next 2 innings.
Right.
Like you draw.
He brought a lot of attention.
How did nobody the next inning, first batter up, Pedro Martinez right in the ribs.
That's what I said. To Stallings. Stallings was the catcher. He was the one who was manhandling McGuire.
Stallings all the way up
and down the first baseline. He should have taken one right off the ass. I agree.
Absolutely drilled him.
Yeah.
Put it right where was it Gerald who was the one from Tampa that Pedro famously...
Gerald Henderson? No,
Williams.
Gerald Williams. Absolutely threw 93 right into his ass. And like, oops, sorry, that's what you get. And Pedro was not somebody that would probably have handled himself too well in a fight unless it was against a geriatric manager.
Right. He handled himself in that one.
In defense of Will and Lou, who I think was like the second guy at the mound in that Gerald Williams fight... What else were they going to talk about? The game was over after the first inning.
It's true.
Crying out loud.
It was 8-1 in the third.
There was not a lot going on in that game.
I know. It's either that or like their favorite John Denver songs. Like at that point, there wasn't really much else. That game was an abomination last night. But the bigger abomination, according to Will Fleming, was
totally over the line.
Cal Quantrill.
And now you can't trade for
filthy
him?
Filthy mouth. And yes, now, of course, you can't trade for him. Can't have those two guys. Can't have him in the same clubhouse.
Because your backup catcher has beef with a guy? Come on.
Catcher's hitting 215. I think it's, I like Reese McGuire. He's been a good player and a good soldier while he was here. And honestly, on some level, I do feel bad for the guy. Like, this was a while ago. He made a mistake. He's
Nobody
owned up
got
to it.
Hurt.
It's not like he's been caught doing it over and over again, like Kellen Winslow Jr. or something, or much worse things than that. So, I mean,
I'm giving out ideas for free.
Yes?
If you're the Red Sox and you do trade for this guy and you really want a viral campaign going on, you get these two guys to meet up in the Dollar Tree parking lot and shake hands and then embrace.
Oh, I thought you were going to say who can rough up the suspect quicker?
A goalie pulling competition, if you will.
One of you is going to grant your... It's grant your own release night here at the Dollar Store parking lot.
Wow.
Guys, I was keeping it PG.
I'm telling you.
I don't want to because I think this is hilarious and absurd. And I'm with you. I heard you say on the drive-in that Quantrill had to have that one chambered. That
Definitely.
Just come up top of the dome piece. Like, he was ready to fire out. He must
practiced
have
it in the mirror, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Go F yourself.
No, he was ready for
this
that one.
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something Mago, that was people in don't the forget. News last
Mago,
week.
People don't forget. Mago, but also, like, you made mention of this as well. It was a long ride from the stadium. You mentioned, you're like, what else do we know Reese McGuire for? Not much.
No, this is definitely, you know, I don't have the Wikipedia page in front of me, but it's definitely got its own section.
We've like, had some videos.
If you're a professional athlete, you want the personal section to basically be like, here's your family members and here's where you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe here's your charity. You don't want the Dollar Tree parking lot section. You know, you don't want those right. two paragraphs. Ugh. And unfortunately, that's going to be tied to him. So on the one hand, I say, I think in most situations, you have to find yourself in on the joke at some point. I think his reaction back to it had more to do that he was yelling at himself, Reese McGuire. He's yelling at himself, right. and the pitcher takes offense to it, which doesn't even make sense.
It makes no sense.
It's crossed wires. It's a miscommunication. And then he gets incredibly personal with the cut to you.
I've also, yeah. I've seen, and there's some video that may back this up, although I didn't see the exact angle. But I've seen reports on this, like there's, you know, reporting on it. But I've seen reports that Quantrill was really celebrating getting out of the inning, really like pumping his fist, really, you know, getting yeah. excited, like Alec Manoa, I mean, you remember that?
Pumping his fist.
Come on. Which is why Reese McGuire was offended by it. But he was really getting into
That's
it.
That's my celebration!
McGuire said, hey, bleep off, you know, like, you know, you just, I missed it or something like that. And then he fired back at that, which in that case, still a big-time escalation. But a little bit different from just doing it out of nowhere, right? I mean, yeah. it's chirping back and chirping. That's what happens.
It didn't need to go nuclear like
no.
that. Like it went from 0 to 100 quickly.
It did. It certainly did. Let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937. Our good friend Steve is in Fall River. Hi, Steve.
So let me get this straight. Everybody wanted Alex Cora to be re-signed. Mm-hmm. But that's not good enough because Sam Kennedy made a qualifying statement.
No, Steve. You asked the question. I'll answer it for you. That's not why. If you're asking me, I'm saying if that's all they're doing, and Sam Kennedy is now walking back the idea that they're going to make deals at the deadline because they signed Alex Cora, that pisses me off. Yes.
Who said he walked it back?
He walked it back in the quote. What are you talking about?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He qualified. Breslow's statement.
He said, we don't want to make any big sweeping proclamations or declarations. What is that if not walking it back?
Then what did he say at the end, Mr. Bookworm?
He said, I just don't know how the market's going to develop. He said, I don't know how the market's going to develop, but we stand by Breslow and his comments.
We stand by Breslow and his comments.
Even though we didn't want to make them. Even though we wouldn't make big proclamations like that, and we don't know how the market's developing, but yeah, good. We're glad Brez said that.
The market development means nothing, right? You guys don't care about the market.
They should be part of the market. They shouldn't be waiting for the market to develop. They should be setting the market. They're a team that needs to make moves. What are you talking about?
Are they buyers in this market?
Yes.
Okay, do the buyers generally get pay too much at a trading deadline?
I don't know. Sometimes they do.
Yes, they do. Sometimes absurdly so. So let them do what they do. They got Alex Cora. They signed Rafael Devers. They let that idiot go to San Diego that nobody talks about.
Steve, when did you become the suck up for the Red Sox? What happened to you, Steve? Honestly, like, you have really become this rump swab for this organization. I don't understand it. What happened to you?
If I say to you, somebody said we're going to burn cash and no one qualified it, you'd say, I'm trying to shine light on the Patriots. What did that guy say that didn't get a qualified say? We're going to burn some cash.
Yeah, and we ripped him for it. We can't do that for the Red Sox now? We can't do that for this?
But wouldn't you have liked someone above him to say, well, you know, we got to see what the market's developing like?
I mean, they kind of did, didn't they? Like, isn't that sort of what Elliot Wolf and Robin Glazer mm-hmm. and everybody did after that whole thing came out?
Every time Steve calls in, He's always defending Sam Kennedy.
Oh, it's
and I don't understand it, which is his right, but he does not have the right to completely put down a wonderful co-host in Christian Arkin.
I know, he called me a bookworm.
Then what did he say at the end, Mr. Mr. Bookworm.
I'm still recovering.
Mr. Bookworm.
You're not going to recover.
Does anyone have any solve for me for that stinging barb of an insult? Because I need to apply some ointment to the burn here.
You know, he's defending the Red Sox. Do we know, like, is Steve's last name Kennedy?
Maybe.
Could very well be, you know, could be an employee of the team, a long distant relative.
I know what Arcan's last name is.
Yeah, we do. Let's go.
Mr.
Bookworm.
That's right. Matt is in Walpole. Hi, Matt.
What's going on, Mr. Bookworm?
That was your I don't like this. He really got me with that one.
That was your perfect opportunity to tell him to go get it on at you know, parking lot. But
I could have, yes. I don't resort to say. Who am I, Cal Quantrill, Matt? I don't resort to such
go
things.
Go dollar store yourself.
Yeah. You know, Cal was just upset that he can't get Raffy out. That's what I came to realize today, is that after Raffy like got his third straight hit off him, he just thought he'd say something that you can't respond to Reese after he flew out, which was true. He can't respond to that. You have to like hit him. There's no coming back from that.
Yeah, but, you got
to
do something.
I just wanted to say that after the Red Sox finished losing 107-3 last night, I was super excited about the Red Sox re-signing Cora. And committing to the deadline. I don't think I've ever been more excited about the Red Sox. Still hate when Sam Kennedy talks. Still don't like that. But what are you going to do?
You never been, like, what about when they traded for Curt Schilling? You weren't more excited back then? Like, that was exciting. I get what he means, but yeah.
Maybe, like, this year? Is there a moment that's been happier and more exciting since the offseason for this team? Maybe Tanner Houck's?
Yeah, Duran, game. His little stretch, I guess.
No, Duran at the All-Star game, like, that may be...
That was cool,
that's going to contend for the peak of the season right now if they decide to go in the second half toilet like they have the last 2 years.
What if instead of coming off the mound, Cal Quantrill, instead of referring to Reese McGuire getting arrested for pulling the goalie there, what if he said, called him Mr. Bookworm instead?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what pulling the goalie means.
It's not.
It is.
It is.
Definitely not.
I thought it was about birth control.
Mm. No.
That's, I mean, you can call it that.
You can
too.
Say you Sheep pull the goalie in that regard, but also it used to beat the bishop.
Yep. Pull the guy. It's definitely been used. You might not have heard it, but it's
wax the Winnebago.
Flogging the worm. The dolphin.
Flog the dolphin, yeah.
Yep, flog the dolphin.
Choke the chicken.
Yep.
Mm. There's many, many different ways. Anyway, 617-779-7937.
What's going on, Mr. Bookworm?
I got cooked.
Yeah.
Cooking Mr. Bookworm.
Curtis,
I love that movie.
Kurt is on the Cape. Hi, Kurt.
Bookworm.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, Kurt. How are you?
We got a bookworm everywhere. Don't worry about it.
That's right. What's up?
All right. So listen, the Red Sox right now, by the signing of Alex Cora, you know, I love Cora as a coach, and I love it. Believe me, and I love what he's doing. But I think it was a failure by the, you know, they could have settled that deal on the side. Right now, we need bullpen help. We need helpless, and we need a right-handed bat, and we need a starter to eat up innings because these pitchers are dying. They're out there hustling, they're playing every day, but the last night's disaster of that kind of beaten by Colorado, how could you even look at yourself in the mirror this morning? Staff are getting that destroyed.
Yeah, it was an ugly one for sure. The pitching staff is falling apart. There's no question about that. You're looking at a pitching staff that was the strength of the team for most of the year. Certainly in the starting rotation, they had great bullpen help. Kenley Jansen was awesome. Martin was awesome. Slayton was awesome. The only guy I trust in that bullpen right now is Cam Booster. He's the only one who's shown any balls at all since the All-Star break. Everybody else has been just a mess or a puddle. And as far as the starting rotation is concerned, Bayo had a pretty good start. I want to say Pivetta, that first game before, Freeman at the Grand Slam, he had a good start then. All the other starts have been bad, except for Cooper Criswell. So, I mean, you're talking about, you know, half of these guys, most of whom, you know, you were relying on to not just be stoppers, but to be carrying this team and helping them out in other places where they weren't as strong. And that's starting to fade away, and you're seeing predictable results, I think, in the standings.
You know what you get from Pivetta? You either get 14 strikeouts or 14 earned runs.
Right.
There's way too much swing and a miss, hit or miss on this Red Sox pitching staff at this point. And some of them may just be overpitched. But the lack of quality starts is going to start to catch up with this team. Like, there's not enough guys. You've had to pull people from positions and spots that they're not best suited for to jump in to be openers and to be starters because they don't have depth. Why can't you at this point now go out, and I know Sam Kennedy walked back to El Presidente's comments earlier, but why not
go out?
Well,
no, according to Stephen Fall River, he didn't.
It was a qualifier.
Thanks, just a qualifier. Thanks, Mr. Bookworm.
You're welcome. Mr. Bookworm.
Yeah, Mr. Bookworm. So why don't you get, if you can get a hold of a righty pitcher and you can also get the big maple and not have to spend too terribly much, why wouldn't you get both? Because you don't, you know, of the big three that are going to come up, the favorites at SoxProspects.com, Anthony Meyer and Teal, none of them are pitchers.
Right.
Are you going to bring up Richard Fitz and he's going to solve all your problems? I don't think so.
No, but he'll sell a lot of jerseys, that guy. I know that. AJ is in Dover. Go ahead, AJ.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, AJ?
Not too much. I had a quick thought, but first I wanted to give a shout out to you guys. I've been listening for a long time. I actually had to do a long stint in Walpole, 6 years, and you guys got me through. I actually got moved from one wing to the other, and I couldn't get your channel for a long time.
Ooh.
So I had to use my morning razor for shaving and make an antenna out of my tuna fish foil pack, and it took me like 2 hours to find a spot on the wall where I could hook the antenna and get you guys back.
Hang on a second.
On my radio.
AJ, so, before we get to your Red Sox take, you're telling me you took a razor apart, wrapped it in tin foil, attached it to an antenna, and walked all around the walls of Walpole Prison just to listen to the show?
I did, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Thanks. I appreciate that.
That is very, very resourceful. Cool. By the way, our IT department is hiring.
Yes, absolutely. We could use that help here. Stuff breaks here all the
better
time.
Better than commercial cleaning.
Absolutely. All right, what's on your mind, AJ?
So I was just thinking maybe a realistic trade partner.
Mm-hmm.
You could do one fell swoop. You need a right-handed bat and a pitcher. And I really I like the A's, J.P. Sears, and possibly Brent Rooker. So I would not be opposed to giving up a couple of a dearth of left-handed bats. They're so far away that they might not be so needy of major league ready players. So some combination of maybe Mikey Romero or Chase Meredith and Alan Castro or maybe even a Richard Fitz. And
yeah, hey, AJ, that could definitely work. And stay out of trouble there, buddy. But, yeah, I think that's fine. J.P. Sears and Brent Rooker, I'd be fine with that. Like, that'd be great. That's better than, you know, Justin Turner and James Paxton, which is what, you know.
Definitely.
People are saying, well, that's better than nothing. It's like, yeah, I guess that's better than nothing.
Can
but
we
can we shoot
better
for better than
better than
nothing?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Well, right now we want something would be better than nothing because, again, it is July 25th. The trade deadline is the 30th. And there is no rumor swirling around. None of our favorite Red Sox followers are talking about, ooh, I'm hearing the Red Sox are in on blank. That blank is exactly what they're in on right now.
Exactly. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. When we come back, it is a report card Thursday on the Triple Play. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.